Good morning, everyone. And as Dennis said, I'm not going to talk about technology. I'm going to talk about people, which is one of my passions, and as Gordon knows, the thing that brings me joy. So Gordon and I have a long time connection with that word. So brings me joy that you're here, Gordon. Let's talk a little bit about Network Health. I'm the Chief Administrative Officer there. We are kind of along the east coast of Wisconsin, that's what I call it. But we've only been in the southeast part for the last 2 years. So that's a new market for us, and we're just getting our feet wet there. We have about 140,000 members, roughly split 50-50 between Medicare Advantage and commercial. And we have two owners, which makes us a little bit different than many of you. So when we hear all of you talking about putting everything together, that's not possible for us. So our journey is a little bit different than all of yours. But one of the things that makes us special is our staff. And that's what I really want to talk to you about today, the journey that we've all gone on together. But it would be remiss of me not to talk about what our team has gone through since 2011. We started our marketing department. I was employee one on December 10th of 2010. So that's the beginning. And we launched it. We started our market research and really did a year's worth of work before we put anything out in the market. In 2012, we rebranded. We also had you'll notice on the slide it says ownership change number one. In 2013, we had another ownership change. And we launched the Co-Create movement that I'll talk to you about in just a bit. In 2014, the third and I hope final for a while ownership change. And so I won't get into the detail of that because that would take my entire hour of all of the intricacies of our owners, but the two today are Freidert and Ascension, Wisconsin. So in 2014, we also had to begin building our own human resources, our own IT department, our own enterprise risk management department. So all of that was going on while I'm trying to get a brand built as well. 2015, we restructured and, as I said earlier, expanded into the Milwaukee market. Last year, we had three CEOs in 6 months. So many of you knew Sheila, who was our CEO for 14 years. She retired, and we had a short break with an interim. And then last October, it was a great day when Corrine Dykus Johnson showed up to be just a breath of fresh air to Network Health, and it's been a really fun year so far. So, and then full disclosure, I created this slide prior to us finding out we were getting 38,000 auto enrollments on the exchange. So when I said stability returns in 2017, that may be premature. So this is just to set the stage for the fact that what I'm going to talk to you about shows the commitment of our team, but there was a lot of stuff going on that made it very difficult for what's happened to happen. But we have the advantage of Wisconsin Nice, and it really has helped us. So I should also say that when we started, our employee engagement was in the mid-50s. So just keep that in mind, and we'll get to what's happened since then. So some people would be okay with it being in the mid-50s. That wasn't our goal. So when we started, we had nothing. We didn't have our own logo. We didn't have our own mission statement. We didn't have our own brand position. So all of these, I'm not going to go through what they all are, but the important point of it is that our employees were involved in building each one of these things. They attended focus groups. They were focus groups. They listened to our customers. They listened to each other. And when it came time to write the mission statement, that was also done by a committee. We have our values that previously we had used our owners' values, and when we came to two owners, we needed to have our own. So we launched those, but again, employees developed those in small work groups, and it's not only just the values on the wall, it's what we use to manage performance, because each one of those values has a set of what we call I statements, which are the behaviors that exhibit that particular value. And so that's how, so, you know, we've all had great employees who are technically proficient. So when I say great, they're technically great, but perhaps they don't get along with their coworkers well, or they don't exhibit integrity. That we use our values to manage those types of employees out of the organization because they don't represent what we want to have in our organization. So when we moved on to the Co-Create movement, so I'll talk about, we launched the brand, we had a great success, and I should also mention that even though Network Health had been around for 30 years when we rebranded ourselves, our awareness was 26% in a market we'd been in for that long. So we were not recognized by people who weren't our customers at all. That first brand campaign we did actually increased our awareness considerably and by 32% in 18 months. So we're still working on that, but that was the first step. And then after that was successful, our agency partner came to me and said, I'd really like you to try something that I think will build trust with the community and help you decide what would be the next things you should do for a great brand experience. And he talked to me about the idea of co-create, which now we hear all the time. But in 2013, it wasn't something that was popping very much. And you see it now, like the Oreo contest, pick your flavors, or the Doritos contest. That technically is co-creation. We have a little more detail to ours. So what we did was had 24 road shows across the state of Wisconsin. We went to farmers markets. We went to the public market in Milwaukee and just set up shop and asked people what they wanted from their health insurance company. We didn't say who we were. That was not part of what we wanted to do. And it was interesting because we got people to talk to us. They weren't shy about what they wanted from their health insurance companies. And we had 1,000 pages of transcripts from these meetings. And people who had interesting ideas or we thought might be good in smaller groups, we asked to come back and be filmed or talk to us in more detail. And from those, we selected 7 to 10 millennials and 7 to 10 baby boomers to actually come in to co-creation labs and work with us. And when we brought them in, we talked to them about the fact that when we had talked to these hundreds of people across the state, three themes came up of what people wanted: better communication, better technology, and more wellness programs. So that's where we focused our efforts on working with the consumers who came in. And some of them were our members, some of them weren't. They were very surprised, those who were, when they came into our office and said, I had no idea it was my insurance company who cared what I thought about what I wanted from them. So it was a great first step. And we had actually a 26-year-old man crying about health insurance in this session because he couldn't believe we were doing this. So people get very emotional about it, even though we weren't talking about necessarily personal stories, but they've really connected. So one of the commitments that we made when we started co-creation is that we would do something. We wouldn't just take all the ideas and say thanks. And it's really worked out pretty incredibly for us because we've gotten some of those ideas like, oh, why didn't we think of that before? So the first major project we took on was redesigning our wellness site. So we actually had the group come in, talk about what they wanted on a wellness site, and a lot of what we heard earlier from Amy on Tuesday, gamification, and yes, but also really people telling us, I'd like that there. This is what I want to see when I log in. And we took all of that, redesigned our site, and it's use has gone up by 20% since we've done that, and also it's won a national award. So that was project number one. The second was redesigning our EOBs to be more member-friendly, and I think that's probably something we are all working on, but the thing I remember about that session the most is that the easiest idea that, you know, that column that says provider discount, someone said, why don't you say you saved? Because really, that's a benefit we're bringing people, right? They're not paying retail for the services they're receiving. So we've made a lot of tweaks to our EOB. We've launched that about a year ago. We are, though, in the midst of a second EOB project that I hope next year at this time we are going to be here doing a case study talking about that, because it's going to revolutionize Medicare EOB. So big promises here. So other things that we've done, those of you who are in the Medicare world, we revamped our entire age-in campaign based upon feedback from the co-creation groups. Because if you, you know, we all start mailing a year, 6 months, or however far in advance of someone's 65th birthday, and it's expensive. We're sending lots of packages, and the results are not super great, and the cost per sale is pretty high. So we revamped ours to not have all of those mailings. There's only one mailing, and the rest of it is a digital campaign. And our latest cost per sale on those, because they're enrolling online with no intervention prior to us giving them that welcome call or other than that, is now less than $100 per sale. So there's no, yeah. I saw a couple wows. I'm like, yeah, I just got that number before I left here. I left for here on Monday, and it's amazing to me that we've been able to drop it that much. But so those are some of the great things that have come from co-creation. And again, as I talk about employee involvement, our employees were involved every step of the way. Although our agency was the one coordinating all of those road shows, it was our employees staffing them. It was our employees saying, wow, this person has a great idea. This person we should talk to. And then the employees participated also in the co-creation lab. So it's literally sitting around a table with seven people who are customers or potential customers and talking about what we can do or what we can't do and really working together. So it really is a partnership. And what came from that with our agency is really them taking this. We created a whole website around it. Now it's on our blog. So if you go to Copilot Wisconsin, you can see more detail about co-creation and kind of the process we went through. And you'll also see interviews with the people who participated. So it's kind of legitimized and memorialized there. Internally, to get employees engaged and also to keep them wanting to create a good brand experience for our members, we launched several things in the last 6 years, and I'll talk about a few of them. The first is a group called the Brand Champions, and that group exists to really make sure that we're providing our employees with the tools and the knowledge to create a good experience for our staff and also for our members, and to make sure that we are creating a good image for ourselves in the community. So to be on this committee, which is about 20 people now, you have to first complete a series of four courses that is our brand university. And they're all online courses. They are developed by our marketing team. But it walks them through what are the brand standards, how do we talk to people, just all the things you would expect. But it's very prescribed, and then if they choose to, they can participate. So we've had about 120 people in a year so take all four courses. We have several others who are in process, and as I said, about 20 people on the committee. So ideas that have come from them in just their first few months of existence include paying employees to volunteer in the community for 8 hours a year. So everyone gets 8 hours of time at the charity of their choice to volunteer. And that has been very popular. We're tracking also now the number of hours in our payroll system so that we'll be able to report on that at the end of the year and hopefully get some feel goods out of that. Also, they created a series of courses, and that they'll keep building on itself, things so that if someone asks a random employee a question like, how does a claim work, or how does a claim get processed, they know that. So it's the life of a claim or the enrollment process. So they're just small capsule courses, but to help employees understand really how the plan works. Because we all know, you're at a cocktail party, you're at Christmas dinner, people are talking to you about, well, why is it this way or why is it that way? There are always lots of questions about that. So That's one area. In-network is our intranet. So we did not have one prior to 2013. So we launched that, and it's set up sort of like Facebook. So there are posts. People are able to comment on the posts, like, and there's a news feed on it. So it's really interactive, and our latest results show that 98% of employees engage on in-network every single day. So it's our news source. It's where we go for information. Our senior leaders, once a week, a senior leader posts about what's going on in their area. So it is how we share information, not how we talk to each other, because we still want to have that face-to-face interaction. As I joke with Corrine and say, I know if I get an email from you, it's my lowest priority email, because if she really needs me, she'll pick up the phone or come find me. And Wellness Works is our internal wellness program. We are a platinum well workplace, so it's not just we put a program in place. We really have taken it through. But then we also tie it to things that we sponsor in the community. So just last weekend, for example, we were a sponsor of the Fox Cities Community Marathon. You may have heard Corrine say she ran her first half marathon. That was it. And we make sure that our employees sign up, volunteer. We've won the highest participation for our size employer for 5 years running. We won the water station prize. So we really put it through, not just, okay, we've got our sign up. We really engage in the event and make sure that we tie what the company is doing externally also to employee events. And I think Anna said that as well, so that we're connecting. Inspire, I won't spend much time talking about. It's kind of our feel-good group that does, Packer tailgate parties, because we have to have those. Yes, you're invited, Brian, anytime. Tomorrow, I'm sure there's one. Or this year, one of the things we did was have a family carnival that was after work hours at our Menasha office. And I can't tell you, when I first heard about it, I thought, okay, well. And then the question was, would you sit in a dunk tank? So, yeah, I did it. But we had so much positive feeling about that. It was amazing to have people come with their families. They were proud to show them where they worked and who they worked with. So it was something that I imagine will continue. Network at Home. Last year we launched a work from home program because for two reasons. We were running out of space and we were having difficulty recruiting for certain types of positions because other employers were allowing them to work from home. So we have about 115 people working from home right now, and that has created a different engagement issue for us, because I don't know how many of you have work from home programs, but there's not that face-to-face, so we're getting people used to using WebEx and actually picking up the phone and talking to each other and not just chatting. So there's that. Then the last thing is values in action. As I said, we do use the values for performance management, but also we hope that employees will recognize when they see someone else exhibiting the values. And this is a program in which they can reward others for being innovative, collaborating, whatever the value may be, and the employees get recognized once a quarter when we have our quarterly meetings. They all are announced, and everyone is put into a drawing for lunch with Corrine. And so it's been very popular. We used to give, a $5 notebook or something, and I said to Corrine, I don't think that's really great. They can go to the office supply room and get a notepad, So she agreed to take people to lunch, which has turned into a very popular thing, and it's kind of a coveted prize. So we're happy about that. Something that's not on here because it's fresh, and I didn't talk about earlier the fact that in the last year we've recruited 9 executive positions, excluding Corrine joining. So we've kind of revamped the entire leadership team. And one of the things that Corrine said is, because we weren't having the greatest financial year, we're going to recruit these people just working in our networks. And so we only used a recruiter for one position out of the 9. And the rest, we all recruited by picking up the phone and calling people we know. And the exciting thing about that is that everyone came in knowing someone else. So you always had a person. You know, if you didn't understand why is something and you didn't want, you could go ask. And that has been wonderful. And the synergy on this new team is really, really amazing. And our CFO, who has only been with us, I don't know, what, three months maybe? He came to me and said, how would you feel if I started an innovation incubator? And I said, well, tell me what that is. And he said, I just want to get people together. We're going to talk. I'll talk about, you know, give me some money-saving ideas. Give me some time-saving ideas, and we'll put them there. We'll reward people for their money-saving ideas, and it's my way to connect with staff because, you know, I'm behind a desk looking at spreadsheets all day, and I really like interacting with people. And I thought, okay, so we just announced it last week, and in true Network Health fashion, it maxed out an enrollment in the first hour that it was out. We've said 30 people, and we had 30 people, plus 10 people who work from home who are going to WebEx in. So that's the kind of culture we've created where people want to participate, and the leader, it's going both ways. And it's really fun, and it's a joy to come to work every day. And it also is something that stuck out to our agency partner because they had been so involved in creating our initial campaign and then working with us in the co-creation and seeing how our employees interact with people. And someone said it, I think it was Amy, she said, you know, people who work at insurance companies are human. Shocking, but yes, we are. So our latest campaign is called Network Health Stories, and I apologize to Angela because she said, are you going to have new spots to show? And I thought I would today, but the color correction's not done. So Angela, you've already seen these. But these are two people. Yvonne is a nurse, and Jeremy is our training supervisor. And these commercials tell their stories.
I've grown up all over the world, moved a lot, until I moved to Wisconsin. When I got out of nursing school, there weren't many jobs available, and so I had an opportunity to come up here, figured I'd come for a year, and I've been here ever since. I run to just sometimes get the crazies out. It helps me maintain that work-life balance. I'm pushing myself and doing things that I never thought I would ever, ever do. I'm a single mother. I have a daughter who is studying over in the Czech Republic right now. It's very, very hard being away from her because it's just been us. I am one of the oncology case management nurses. I try and get involved at the point of diagnosis to really kind of help them as they're navigating their disease, really working with them to try and make it just easier for them all the way around. I love feeling like I'm actually making a difference. My name is Yvonne, and I work at Network Health.
I always loved reading. You know, from the time I was a child, I read quite a bit. I definitely get inspired by things I've read, by books. I do collect a lot of texts, older ones, 17th, 18th century books. But I also have a large slobbery dog, 130-pound mastiff. When she makes a mess, she can make a mess. So there are certain books that are put away where she can't reach them. I dread her getting near them sometimes. What I love love about books is when I'm exploring a different person through books. You're learning about somebody. And we do the same thing at work. We're more concerned about taking good care of each person. And my part of this really is ensuring that everyone has the tools they need and the skills that they need. Finding ways to make this complicated subject accessible. We don't want to give answers that we think are good enough. We need to make sure that we give the answer that is the right answer. There's a lot of reading between the lines. There's paying attention to what you're hearing. It gives you that background to understand this next person just a little bit better. It's always going to be our members first. Our customers come first. Our brand is how we treat people. And that's going to be the Network Health story. My name is Jeremy, and I work at Network Health.
So those are all completely unscripted. We just filmed our, 11th and 12th employees, and we have two more scheduled. Again, when we did the casting call, we had to turn people away because we couldn't fit them all in the time. And what we did was just talk to people, not about what they do at work, but what they do when they're not at work. And this campaign has been a huge success internally and externally. And I'll talk about the external results in a minute, but internally, it got coworkers to connect. Oh, I didn't know your story. I didn't know, Danielle, that you're in this business because your grandmother was the first female insurance agent in Wisconsin, and that your mother had a mental illness and you were the caregiver in your family since you were 14. I mean, people were very vulnerable in this, the stories they shared. So we have several, not everyone is on video. Some are written stories, some are just social media posts, so lots of different ways that we're sharing the stories. And even as we did the second call this year, we still had to turn people away because they want to share. So it's really been good for us in keeping some feel good in the office, but also getting people to notice us outside of the office. And it's great for me to stand up here and tell you about all of these nice, fun things we're doing, but they really have worked. And talk about the results. If you start in the middle with that 6,000%, that's how much our social media engagement has grown since 2013 when we launched this. So granted, we had a small number to start with, but that 500,000 in the middle is, one of the employee stories was about one of our Medicare account executives whose family is a small farmer. They have a dairy farm. Her video was viewed 500,000 times in Wisconsin on Facebook. Who knew Wisconsin people would want to talk about dairy farms, right? So there's that. That the 74th in the top, that's where in 2015 our employee engagement was, the 74th percentile. So I remember I said it was in the low 50s. It was up to 74th. It dipped to 69 last year, and I'm quite confident in this year's survey it's going to be back up. 4% is a number I'm particularly proud of because that's what our voluntary employee turnover is right now. It had been 14%. And the work that we've done to create an engaging workplace and making it a great place to work is really paying off. Because we all know recruiting is time-consuming and expensive, and if we get the right people in, we want to keep them. The 32% and the 14% are what our brand awareness has grown. 32% is in the Northeast, that original service area, and 14 is in the Milwaukee market. So it's and that 14 is only in the since last July to April this year. So starting with a low number, but building it up. And then the 96% is our retention rate in Medicare Advantage. 10 years is our average retention rate on our small group business. It's really between 10 to 12 years. And that 800% is, not including the exchange, how much our online enrollment has increased in the last 15 months based upon those changes to the age-in campaign. So not only is the cost per lead going down, or cost per sale going down, but also we're getting people to enroll without using paper and saving us time on the back end. And they're staying with the plan, too. So that was one of my concerns when I first saw the enrollments going up online so much. okay, are they going to really know what they signed up for? But they're staying, and it's showing that with that welcome call, it's working. All right, so that's where I'll stop. I think I have 10 minutes left, Dennis.
Questions? Melissa.
First, I want to thank you from last year. The Co-Create is just a phenomenal activity and inspired us. We were hoping we could tackle it, and we haven't been able to yet, but it's just an awesome idea. And one of the things I want to ask you is, how many employees do you have? And the reason why I'm asking is we're struggling with the same space issue. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to have, 115 people out. But I was wondering, since we about have the same membership, how many total employees you have?
We have 440.
Okay. Thank you.
And what areas within the organization, what kind of job descriptions and things like that?
Work from home.
Well?
Yeah. We have, it's across the board. Most of our nurse case managers work from home now. A lot of our coders, some sales staff work from home. So it really, we just had an evaluation process, and then they have to show us that they have an appropriate workspace at home. So it's not that everyone in a certain role works from home, but it's does their job qualify, and do they have an appropriate space?
Other questions?
For Penny, or would you be willing to share some of the things that you're doing in your organization to engage your employees? Yeah, Mark.
Two things, if I might. First, I'll share what we're doing at Mission and our engagement and some of the results that we're seeing. But I'm very curious about when I did the WOW, $100 acquisition cost on an MA, that's remarkable. So any, silver bullet that you discovered there that you want to share with us? Or?
Really targeted digital marketing.
Okay.
You have to geo-target. We did geofencing and targeted zip codes close to our owner-provider provider sites, so their clinics, and that has worked really well for us.
Fantastic. Thank you. So at Mission and throughout all of its subsidiaries, we're using a program called Standout that was developed by Marcus Buckingham. And the premise of this is really it describes the difference between what you loved that week and what you loathed that week, literally. It asks whether or not you checked in with your boss that week. It articulates the priorities that you have, and then perhaps most importantly, it's what do I need from my boss? Mm-hmm. We launched that probably about 2 years ago. We started with a core group and expanded it pretty rapidly. And what we're finding is relative to even other industries, we're in the upper deciles of where other people are performing in industries that are a lot easier than healthcare or health insurance. So if ever you guys would want to see a demo of that, or if anyone would want to see a demo of that, just contact me and I'll make sure that we get it set up. But it's fundamentally changed the way people feel engaged. We had abysmal scores just 2 years ago, and now we're at the top of the pack. So happy
That's
to share
awesome.
With anyone that has interest.
And Mark, the title of that is, the name of that again is Stand Up?
It's called Stand Out, and it's by Marcus Buckingham.
Excuse me. Okay, great. Thank you.
Other stories to share on how you're engaging your employees?
So I just have to comment on this. I was the Gordon that she mentioned earlier. And so Penny worked at Health Alliance Medical Plans until she came to Network, right? And that was in 2010, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So we were involved. We did leadership training, and we were in a session. We had this 10 principles things that we worked through, and Penny and I were kind of sharing stories. And I think most people have heard the old, you know, trouble's going to come, but misery is optional, right? And we talked about, we're going to choose joy. And that was our discussion. You know what? We're going through some tough stuff. Actually, 2010, our system was sold and going through that. And I said, we're going to choose joy. And about a week or two later, I get a little package on my desk from Penny. And it is a joy Christmas ornament, which still hangs on my door today. I have not taken it down for 7 years. So every time I come in my office, I see joy. And it reminds me of that discussion and how we do that. So it's an example of the little things. I mean, there's a lot of big things in here, but boy, the little things can make a huge difference.
Gordon, so. You're not supposed to make the presenter cry.
It meant something to me, and those types of things, I mean, when we do that for folks, it's a big deal. So I appreciate the joy she brought to me that way. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
That's a great way to end, actually. I don't know if anybody's going to follow that or not. So,
let's just stop here.
It does remind us. I mean, what Dave Neeleman said yesterday about the passion that we bring into work and give to share with one another. So, any other closing comments then? Thoughts or ideas? Thank you very much for letting us continue. Every time I see those commercials, and I've seen 4 or 5 different ones, and they are all just fantastic.
The latest ones are
gonna knock us off.
Yes.
Well, next year. So come to next year's customer experience meeting in San Diego, and you'll get to see them. So we'll see you there. Thank you, Penny.